This podcast was meant for educational purposes only. Void where prohibited. Some assembly required. Batteries not included. Items may be closer than they appear. Contents may settle during shipment. Use only as directed. No other warranty expressed or implied. Do not use while operating a motor vehicle or heavy equipment. Subject to approval. This is not an offer to sell securities. Apply only to affected area. May be too intense for some listeners. For recreational use only. All models over 18 years of age. No user serviceable parts inside. Freshest if used before the date on carton. Subject to change without notice. All times approximate. Simulated picture. Breaking seal constitutes acceptance of agreement. For off-road use only, as seen on TV. One size fits all. Contains a substantial amount of non-tobacco ingredients. Colors may, in time, fade. Slippery when wet. Office use only. Edited for television. Keep in a cool, dry place. Process promptly. List was current at the time of recording. Not responsible for direct, indirect, incidental, or consequential damages resulting from any defect, error, or failure to perform. Penalty for private use. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Do not write below this line. Your canceled check is your receipt. Avoid contact with skin. Sanitize for your protection. Slightly higher west of the Mississippi. Beware of dogs. Contestants have been briefed on some questions before the show. You must be present to win. No purchase necessary. Use only in a well-ventilated area. Keep away from fire or flame. Approved for veterans. Price does not include taxes. Not recommended for children. Pre-recorded for this time zone. Reproduction is strictly prohibited. No solicitors. No alcohol, dogs, or horses. No anchovies unless otherwise specified. First pull up, then pull down. Call toll free before digging. Driver does not carry cash. Some of the trademarks mentioned in this product appear for identification purposes only. Decision of the judges is final. This supersedes all previous notices. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast. No podcasters, plants, or animals were harmed in the making of this disclaimer.
You're listening to Mike Dell's World with your host, Mike Dell. From Mike Dell Studios, this is a Mike Dell production, created by Mike Dell. Mike Dell.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. That doesn't sound too arrogant, does it? Anyway, welcome to Mike Dell's World number 311. Today is November 29th, 2018. It's been a while. So, of course, I get a little cough there, so let me hit the cough button. Hang on. All right, there we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, I haven't done this podcast in a while. So I was having a little nostalgia attack today. But being that it's, coming up on winter, we're actually, got some snow on the ground right now. I was doing a couple of little winter chores this morning before work and had to take the van over to shop to have the tires swapped over for the snow tires. I could do it myself, but... it's a lot nicer in a heated shop with a lift and, doesn't cost that much. So I just have the little shop around the corner do it for me. So as I was driving back from the shop, actually I had to go swap vehicles with my wife because I had a couple things to do on that vehicle where she was at work. And as I was coming back, I was driving by the old Cherryland Mall. Those of you that live around Traverse City are used to. Know that that was the original mall from sometime in the early 70s, I guess, or mid-70s. I suppose it opened as a indoor mall. It had Kmart on one end of it, Sears on the other, and then a Kroger store off to one side. And one of the other anchor stores was an outfit called Prangies. More recently, it was called Yonkers, but same company. And... as you may or may not know, Kmart and Sears and Prangies and a whole bunch of other retailers have been slowly but surely going out of business. Well, it's hit this mall really hard. First off, sometime in the 90s, I think, they converted it from a outdoor mall to a big box shopping center. So they did away with all the indoor mall parts and just had Kmart and Kroger had moved out a long time ago, and there was a Big Lots where the Kroger store was, and of course Sears had expanded a little bit when they got rid of the indoor part of the mall, and Kmart expanded a little bit, and all that. But so, yeah, it was an outdoor, you know, mall, formerly an indoor mall. Prangies or Yonkers was still in their original spot, but, you know, it was kind of set back from the parking lot, and there was some stores along there. And anyway, slowly but surely, of course, Kmart closed a couple years ago, and then Sears closed this fall, and Yonkers closed this fall. So now the three of the four anchor stores there are gone, and I don't know how Big Lots is doing, because as Big Lots go, this one is a very small Big Lots. So don't know how that's going to work. And there was a Greek-Polish restaurant. Yes, a Greek and Polish restaurant in there called Opa. And they moved over in front of Walmart and different shopping center areas. So they moved out to the Armed Forces Recruiting Station, as they want to do here lately, moved into the bigger mall in town, as we call it the new mall, but that's from like 1990. So anyway, they're not doing that great either. But yeah, I just had a little blast of nostalgia. I just remember, you know, in the 70s and 80s, I guess early 80s would probably be when I remember going to the mall, as I was in high school, and you know, used to get dropped off there by the Kmart end of the mall, and you'd walk in, and you know, it was a, you know, little skinny, dingy mall. I mean, you know, by today's standards, it was very, very dingy, low ceilings. Had, you know, every so often it would have a statue, and in the middle it had a fountain, and it was kind of cool. There was like one crossroads in the middle of the mall, but it was a relatively small mall. But I just remember, you know, some of the stores in there. Sports World was one of them. It was a local sports shop that mostly sold shoes and I don't know, skis and jackets and snow pants and swimsuits and, you know, that kind of all the stuff, whatever the season was. But it was a very small store. And a little bit further down in the mall was a Hallmark shop. And those have all but disappeared around here, too. I think there's only one left in Traverse City. There was like at least five or six at one time. But anyway, one of them was in the Cherryland Mall. And right across from that, or a little bit down, was a toy store. And I can't remember what it was called. Circus World or Toy? I don't remember what it was, but it was a toy store, you know, and as you know, Toys R Us is out of business. Yeah, ours closed as well. But I really didn't have much nostalgia there other than seeing the commercials with Jeffrey the Giraffe or whatever that was called, you know, Toys R Us kids thing. But never really shopped in one, and never, because we didn't have one when I was a kid. And when I had anything to do with kids, they were too old for that anyway. So we never really had much to do with Toys R Us. But, it was just interesting today. I drove around the mall just to see what was left. You know, the Kmart still sitting there empty. You know, the Kmart auto service center was sitting there empty, and their garden center was sitting there empty. And as I drove around in the front of the store or in front of the mall there, most of the store fronts right there, you know, along the parking lot are empty. There is a Payless Shoes there was some nail place. I think there's a GameStop. There's a GNC. I think that's really about it. There's an Asian buffet. Oh, and there's an H&R Block and a Jackson Hewitt tax service. And that was it. Prangies, you know, or Yonkers is gone. The recruiting station's gone. Opa's gone. Sears store recently gone. I mean, within the last, I want to say, less than a month, and they're gone. And it's just something else. And then, you know, further down the road, over near where I went to high school, there was a 7-Eleven, and that 7-Eleven had been there since, you know, the late 70s, and that recently closed. So, you know, just having this blast of nostalgia. I don't really know why that old mall gives me a lot, you know, gives me so much nostalgia. And I drive by it all the time. There's a Burger King in the parking lot that I tend to hit once in a while, you know, fast food history stuff, whatever. And of course, my wife's bagel shop is literally across the road from that former mall. And, you know, so I'm around it all the time, but today it just struck me, you know, kind of a you know, late fall day with a little bit of snow falling. You know, we're not having a, you know, a deluge of snow or anything, but, you know, it's a cold, stark fall morning and, you know, all this busy commerce going on around, you know, there's new car dealerships right across the road, you know, brand new, newly built car dealerships. You know, the old Volkswagen Audi dealer built over there. There's a Cadillac and Subaru dealer right there. You know, so it's all, you know, all the new dealership buildings right along that area. You know, a lot of new businesses going in around that property, but there's not much going on at that property. There's, you know, one restaurant in the parking lot and then plus a Burger King. I don't consider that a restaurant necessarily, but there's a Spanish... I guess it's Spanish-Mexican. I haven't been there yet. That's been several restaurants over the years. Back to when it started, it was called Great Lakes Steak Company. It was a steakhouse, and it's been a couple other things along the way. At one time, it was a Cajun place called the Big Easy, and that was really good. I liked that. We'd go there quite a bit. You made a great... seafood etouffee. You know, I lived on the Gulf Coast for a couple of years, and I miss me some etouffee and gumbo and all that great seafood. Just didn't like the sticky weather, so that's why I'm back up here. So, you know, when that was there, that was kind of the best of both worlds. We do actually have a Cajun restaurant around here. It's 20 miles away over in Elk Rapids, Michigan, called Pearl's New Orleans Kitchen. I'll have to get over there one of these days and see if they do a good etouffee. Anyway, but yeah, it's strange what kicks off nostalgia for people. You know, I just remember a lot of things like that. And you know, even in the podcasting world, sometimes they get a little blast of nostalgia. You know, I hear Adam Curry say something and then, you know, I'm off thinking about, you know, geez, I remember when, Quit Your Day Job at Pod Show was a thing, you know, that was Adam Curry's company, and their big thing was, you know, quit your day job and we'll provide you with a living. You know, that little thing, Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov there, he's been sending me liners and, you know, like I said, let me play another one for you.
In a world created by Mike Dell, I guess you would call it Mike Dell's world.
Anyway, Mark, you know, being Pod Show LA and all that, you know, he's now getting back into podcasting. It's kind of cool. He's been sending me some voiceovers every now and again. It's pretty great. And he does it for all of my shows. Here, let me play this one. No, not that one. Let's play this one.
You're listening to Fast Food History. Please pull up to the window to pick up your order.
You know, Mark's a professional voiceover guy. If you live in Southern California area, you're probably hearing him on, I forget which TV and radio stations, but a lot of commercials in that area and some national commercials. He's also an author and a prolific podcaster from back in the day. I think I interviewed him at least once. Oh, well, if I have on Podcast Help Desk, I will we'll put it in there. And if I haven't, I suppose I probably will. And speaking of Podcast Help Desk, I've been doing a little round of interviews, which I'm going to sprinkle into the feed now and again. I interviewed Elsie Escobar from She Podcasts and also works for Libsyn. And Paul... that's Paul Culligan. There we go. Paul Culligan from the Podcast Report, and amongst other things, also an author, marketeer, YouTuber, and so on. And anyway, got to interview those two very close to the same day. So I will be running those interviews in Podcast Help Desk coming up shortly. So go to podcasthelpdesk.com if you're interested and sign up. And just tonight, I had dinner with a good friend of mine and a former podcast co-host of the Ham Radio podcast, John Martin, KF8KK for you hams out there. And anyway, over dinner, he says, you know, I want to kind of get back into podcasting. And, you know, he's a broadcast engineer for a local university. And he does all the field work for the transmitters and, you know, for several radio stations and TV stations and their network of stations all around Michigan. And he thought, you know, I'll get back into podcasting. For a little while, he did one called the Broadcast Engineer podcast. And I think I got him talked into bringing that back. So I kind of look forward to listening. Jeez, don't even know my own medium. But so that's kind of a little blast of nostalgia there too. Just pretty amazing. What triggers that? You know, maybe if you guys have some sort of nostalgia that is unique to you like that, go ahead and record something. Send it in. I haven't had any clips of people sending me recordings in a long time. My email's still mike@mikedell.com, or you can send it to mgdell@gmail.com, or you can hit the, I don't have that on there. Never mind. Well, go over to podcasthelpdesk.com and hit the record a voicemail there. You can put voicemail there for me here. That's fine. You know, all part of Mike Dell's World Studios. Speaking of studios, I have moved into the basement office slash studio. Everything's all set up down here. Got the PR40, you know, cue the angel music. No, it's not that great, but hey, you know, it's a good mic. But I even got that set up. Got the digital recorder bolted into the rack. So I got a Denon rack mounted digital recorder. So the recordings will be nice and clean. And well, hopefully, anyway, if I don't screw them up some other way, but. And I'll get my lighting in here. That's the last thing. I'm going to get my lighting in here. I'm going to start doing some more YouTube Live or Facebook Live or whatever, or maybe just some live podcast recording. Who knows? But anyway, so that's all of that. And my final bit of nostalgia is more about podcasting. Today was kind of a rough day at work. Seemed like, you know, everybody is all worried about certain little things that really don't matter a lot, or things that, if you were doing this for a business, then it might matter, but most of them weren't. Most of them were also, you know, aspiring podcasters that wanted to, you know, want to monetize, want to, make this more than just a hobby or whatever. But the nostalgia part was, I happened to run across an old episode from Dave Jackson. I don't know, he did something to his feed. He has a podcast called Building a Better Dave. And for some reason, he did something to his feed, whether he's intentionally running reruns or just something went wacky. But I've been getting some really old ones. I got one from 2011 that just reminded me of how much this, actually, it was probably 2007, actually, now that I think about it, because his now second ex-wife at that time was still his girlfriend. So, sorry, Dave. But, part of that brought back memories of when this was very much a hobby, very much, you know, something you would do for therapy. You know, that's what I do this, this podcast for anyway, is, you know, I like to experiment with things. I like to, you know, sometimes just turn on the mic and rant about this, that, or the other thing, just turn on the mic while I'm driving down the road and tell you what I'm seeing out the window. I mean, you know, just silly stuff. Believe me, I get it. But, you know, people are sweating the small stuff so much, and they're spending so much time, you know, worrying about, oh, do I have the right microphone? Do I have the right this? Do I have the right that? Well, you know, a microphone isn't going to get you more listeners. Isn't going to help you get a sponsor. Nothing like that. You know, that's why I kind of joke, you know, I've got a nice microphone. It's a Heil PR40. And cue the angels singing. Yeah, that's another Dave Jackson thing. But, you know, it's a nice microphone. But, you know, I can do just as well with my headset, which I've been using for a long time for podcasts. And you know, you probably don't even notice the difference when I'm using the PR40 versus when I'm using the regular mic. Or if I dig around in the drawer full of microphones, if I plug any of the other ones into this system, you know, you don't notice it. And my goal with setting up a podcast studio is to be able to come in here, flip a couple switches, hit a button, and start talking. And really, you know, I've achieved that. And I like that. But, you know, it's not about the tech. It's not about the gear. It's not about anything else for me. This is a way of me just telling you what's going on, just experimenting and goofing off. It's a hobby. You know, now I do fast food history, you know, and that's because I get into a Wikipedia yank, and I read books and stuff about, you know, entrepreneurs in the fast food industry, especially, or companies in the fast food industry. And then I like to do episodes about that. But it's all because it's just an interest of mine. Not that I eat at fast food restaurants all the time or anything like that. It's just something that is interesting to me. So why not share that via the audio medium of podcasting? You know, I do podcast help desk because, you know, I like helping people, you know, do this. I like to help people set this stuff up. You know, going back to John Martin there deciding he wanted to get back into podcasting. Well, I made it super easy for him. I set up his Blueberry account. I set up his website for the podcast and threw in the keys and said, okay, you record and upload and you're back on. And, you know, now whether he does it or not, I don't care that much. I would enjoy listening to what he does, but then again, you know, I love making it easy for people, and I get to do that through my job, and I get to do that through my podcast help desk. I do another podcast for the company called Your Podcast. That's Blueberry's official podcast. I do that with the CEO of the company, Todd Cochran, and a good friend of mine, and we have a good time with that. It's a little half hour every couple weeks that we just talk about what's going on in the podcast world and what's going on at Blueberry in particular, and that's a lot of fun. And, you know, even though it is part of my job, I don't consider that as a professional thing, and certainly not going to sweat the small stuff. You know, turn the mic on, hit the button, and go. And that's kind of what we do. And, well, that brings back nostalgia. I mean, I remember, you know, the first podcast I ever recorded was the Benzoid Report, which was this feed back in 2005. I was sitting on the front porch of my house out in Lake Ann. I had a new Dell 12-inch laptop running the new Windows XP. So, you know, and that was really quite something. I was using the little microphone that came in the package with the computer, you know, and it was buzzy and hum and, you know, lots of noise in the background. And, you know, I didn't know the first thing about podcasting, but you know what? I still remember that very first recording. I wish I had that very first recording, but I can't find it. I can't find anything. I think the oldest episode I can find is Benzoid Report number 29, which I should throw into the feed here one of these days, but I would really like to find one through 28. Yeah, they're lost to the bit bucket. You know, they say you upload something on the internet and it stays forever. Well, not always the case, at least in podcasting, or at least in my podcast. But, oh well, enough navel-gazing about podcasting. I just want to say thanks for staying subscribed. Thanks for putting up with my erratic schedule. You remember last year at this time, I was 29 episodes into Napod Pomo, National Podcast Posting Month, which is going on now, but I'm not participating this year. But go check that out at napodpomo.com, I think, or .org. I don't know. Anyway, like I said, I did complete that last year with 30 episodes in 30 days. Like I said, I'm not going to do that this year, but it is what it is. But again, thanks for listening. Thanks for staying subscribed. And definitely send me in some voice feedback. Tell me some nostalgia that you've experienced and that kind of thing. Or whatever else you want to talk about. Hell, I'm game. So, you know, this podcast has changed a lot, too, over the years. You know, I used to play a lot of music. Sometimes I play music, but for the most part, I don't anymore. And that's, you know, for one reason, you know, it's getting pretty hard to find music that you can legally play on a podcast. There is a service through Blueberry where you can get some music and all that. But, you know, I don't know how much it's worth to me to do that, because I'm sure you guys... Don't care whether I play music or not. So, anywho, catch me later.